beginning of Channel 2 right, and the short visit with Phil this Friday morning, 25th of September, 1970. This beginning of Channel 2 right on the cookie tape, and beginning of this unexpected short visit with Phil this Friday morning, the 25th of September, 1970. This is Channel 2 right, beginning of Channel 2 right, and the little short visit with Phil, unexpected visit with Phil this Friday morning, 25th of September, 1970. This Channel 2 right, this Channel 2 right, and the beginning of this short little visit, short visit with Phil, unexpected, this Friday, the 25th of September, 1970. Friday, the 25th of September, 1970, Channel 2 right, on the cookie reel, beginning of the short visit with Phil, unexpected, with Phil, this Friday morning, the 25th of September, 1970.
He come up to see you, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He come up and that is a beautiful horse. Now, back when I was a young man, had to been something to took that horse and played with him and all.
Could he give you a little grape juice?
No, ma'am. No,
just water?
No, just some water, oh. Pretty ma'am.
Just, and they learn so fast.
We had a party one night, and most all of us got pretty high and all like that. And I started home. And I decided I'd go by the shoe tent down there and see what it looked like. The new shoe come to town, had a tent. And so the thing was open, and I drove my horse on in there. So it wasn't but a few minutes before the policeman was there.
I'll take
on
too.
And he carried me home, took out the horse and put him in the lot. That's what they done. But them there people, that was the biggest show that they had seen in a long time, me drive that horse in the shoe tent.
that's the best part of the show.
I'm going in here just a minute.
And almost as bad as Mabel. Little old place and a shoot came there. And Mabel's car then was in his big Buick. And Master 6 Buick then. And she would parked pretty close to the edge of the tent, and somebody went around there and taken one of the guy lines and tied it to a bumper, and she got in there and started off, and somebody hollered at her when she tightened up, and told her, wait a minute, finally stopped and untied it. But she fixed and pulled that tent down.
I'd love to hear her side of that. Yeah. Well, now, them was nice cars, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cars. And it was a... Mm-hmm. It was a... Put a little strain on that tent.
Yeah, it was a pretty good size car, too.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Well, what's that? My goodness. Well, the last time I was in there, there wasn't anybody in there that could take me. Speak up.
I don't know.
Well, that's frightening. Well, the last time I was in there, it's busy. Alvin couldn't hardly holler.
And he fired three of his mechanics and his cleanup man Friday evening.
Fired what?
Three mechanics and a cleanup man. The only buffer man he had to clean his cars.
Is that in the service department?
No, in the
where you used to be.
Where I used to be, and then now the mechanics were in the
service
department,
in
big shop.
Scary. They're all experts. I mean, they're high class
mechanics.
Mechanics in there.
Well, now Clyde was up there Friday, and he said they wasn't doing nothing Friday. They wasn't doing nothing Friday.
And the town is overrun with cars.
Frank, guy says if you cover it up with some sacks, it won't spill.
There's some sites out there where the buckets are.
Out there where the buckets were.
Well, there's got to be some accounting for it.
I see General Motors is on strike.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't get no new cars.
Yeah.
See, they showed 271 Cadillacs. That's it. And they've got them on order. They can't get them. Got them sold and they can't get them.
They can't get parts.
And they can't get no parts to fix them with.
Oh, that's right.
And Ford Motor Company. One division of the Ford Motor Company is on strike. I don't know what's going to become of this country.
Mm-hmm. They got overheads. They can't just go on forever.
Well, now, another thing, too, you take those men that works for Brasington. If they don't average as much as $1.60 an hour, he's got to pay it out of his pocket.
Oh?
Sure has.
Because that's minimum.
That's minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can do that a little while.
Yeah, but he ain't going to. Whenever he gets to do that, well, he's going to get that fire and stick on his hand and walk around through the shop.
Just lay everybody off.
That's right. He'll do it.
Maybe that's why they could take that little work for me that day.
I would
go in there and they just welcome me.
Gee whiz.
And I told you there wasn't anybody there, didn't I?
Yeah. And you didn't know
why. Well, I tell you, a strike will cause so many to get... First thing you know, so many are out of work. I know we lived through that one time.
Yeah, we got a 3 cent raise on the hour.
And also,
I figured up that it took me how many years to make what I lost.
Yeah.
And we figured it up at that time. He's off how many weeks?
Yeah.
9 weeks, wasn't it?
I believe so. Way up there.
9 weeks, I never struck a leak of the snake.
Yeah.
And got 3 cents on the hour raise.
Well, that's the way that, and you know, they strike every year, some of those companies.
Yeah.
Just regular. And the way they figure, they stay out long enough, they'll never catch up.
Yeah.
Next year, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just as regular.
Well, that's something.
Actually, the company is saving money.
Well, they have to figure it one way or the other.
You see, if the union goes in and strike and makes their men strike, well, the company's saving money because the company don't have to pay them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't work, they don't get no pay. So look at all the money that the company saved.
Well, that's your motor company, your rubber companies, and at that time it was Ohio Edison Electric Company.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's scary.
Different things.
Look at that. It just goes just like fingers all the way through, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that lady came in, wanted me to put two tires on the front of her car. New tires. I put them on. And my cost on the tires were more than retail was just a year ago on the same tire.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesale was more than retail just a year ago on the same type of tire.
Well, we're just getting rowdy and bayed out.
Stop growling.
It's been a growling.
I know it.
I talked to Mama this morning, and they're just having a revolutionary up there.
Civil war or something.
Just killing, shooting, and banging. Shooting highway patrols, and about six of them boys that I went to school with got shot.
Them up there, let them get upset, and they'll take the pot shot.
Yes, sir.
They still got it in them.
Over four niggers, they.
Well, it's just a small, well, Clay is just a small town.
It's not near big as Micanopy.
Just a small
town. Well, Micanopy ain't very big.
They have the county high school. See, in Clay County, they have only one high school.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone comes from miles and miles and miles to one school.
Mm-hmm.
One high school.
Tell me why you...
They do have the high school, and it isn't completed yet.
Mm-hmm.
What your daddy figure is the trouble with the water up there? He can't get water.
The gas wells are sinking all of the shallow water wells. See, his big wells, no good yet. He still ain't got water.
He said, believe it was gone. Well, how many wells did they put, though, in a radius of 6 miles?
Oh, over 100.
What can you expect when you put that many gas wells
over
in?
Over 100 gas wells, 4,000 and 5,000 feet deep.
You can go out on the ridge, and just as far as you can see, and you can just count like this.
Is that right?
The wells. You get out around the ridge, up on top of the hill where
yeah.
it's clear, and you can see from all the way around. I mean, you can just count as long as you can see.
Even the creeks went dry.
Bring the water. You're...
Yeah.
She went up to where we used to live and hauled a drum of water to wash with.
From the water bottle?
No, from a well up there.
Well,
yeah,
and that's a poor excuse for water to wash with that I know of.
It's
I didn't even use it to wash. I used a spring on the hill that run into a water box, you know, to fix.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to wash.
But they ain't got no water, so what are they going to do?
What do you call a water box?
He built cement, long cement boxes for the cattle. And it's spring fed, and spring
yeah.
over on the hill, you know, drains into, we call them the water buckets.
Yeah.
I had to chop
yeah.
ice with an axe
yeah.
in the wintertime and lift out the chunk till I could dip my water to wash.
You run it from the spring over there in a pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had different, he had good springs.
Mm-hmm.
And ever so far, you know, he'd had a water bucket
mm-hmm.
for the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their water. We had a spring. We dug a spring, and I think they made it into something after we left.
Yeah, they built a pond, ain't they?
A pond out of.
Yeah.
But we found a spring back behind just accidentally one day, you know, and Leo dug it out and
just rose up.
It was just as clear. He fixed it to we could dip water out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Made the best coffee you ever had.
And cold.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was cold.
Made the best coffee you ever drank. Take good water to make good coffee.
Yeah.
Well, the water there where she went to get the wash water, you cook beans or sweet potatoes or something, they'd be black.
It's iron water.
Iron or something.
How does that cook?
Coffee was terrible.
Yeah.
So I carried all the water from the spring to cook with. I just couldn't stand that stuff.
And we had to boil it. We boiled olive oil, you know, before we used it, you know.
Well, I think Daddy has a dug well. Now, they don't have all those wells over there, gas wells. He dug wells just now, and it was on a creek bed.
That's something. Now, you see, when your wells go dry, you see down here they're putting that Boyce Canal in, and they don't know what it's going to do to the water supply. But they don't seem to care.
No, they don't care. They're accomplishing what they planned, and that's all they worry about.
They're spending $10 million every 6 months.
That's what I told Leo last night, or yesterday evening. We heard this big sum of money was spent for elections, you know. I said, here, they just talking about that. It was just a dollar or two. I said, if we had that, well, we wouldn't have to worry.
just for
one person for one election.
And chartered, I don't know how many Greyhound buses to haul high school girls in to parade over Gainesville yesterday afternoon in their bikini bathing suits and their so forth.
Mm-hmm. They just talk about it though, just like it was chicken feed.
Yeah. Did you get the cows up there? I see them.
All right, girls.
There's four.
Four. Four.
Rest of them.
Gonna come up. Mm-hmm.
Helen, that was a trip you all made. That expedition that you all made to West Virginia. That was you all. You know, that was a year's work. As you know,
yeah.
It made me feel like it.
Yeah.
You had so much. Oh, you had really worked for that, towards that, hadn't you?
Yeah.
So you got that truck going?
Gosh, what did y'all made some money?
And you put new tires on it? Or
and
had
loaded,
good tires?
Had
on
good
it?
Tires on it and blowed them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only trouble you had
that's
though.
I'm not
with those tires.
Been going back for a while either.
Built my horse trailer from a scratch.
Yeah.
Within a week's time.
Yeah.
You might say built it from scratch.
Rained the whole week to try to get it painted. I take the paint with us and paint it up there. It's true.
Yeah, that's right.
It rained the whole week.
The whole week.
And it rained up there, and we didn't think we were going to get it painted to bring it back. It rained off and on, you know. We finally got it under the shed where we could get it dry fast enough to get it.
And you had the, and you got your camper. That was a major undertaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got up there and found such horrible roads.
Lord.
Oh, if we had taken a car, we'd have tore that thing.
I'd have tore it up.
We wouldn't have had a bottom left to come back in.
Well, what happened to the roads?
These oil companies?
Gone in the wells.
Oh, and you didn't know about it?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm telling you. The first night I went in, I told Grandpa, I said, don't believe I'm going to move till I start back. I don't think I'm going to go back out of these. I was so tired anyway, you know. The time you get to the last few miles and find the road, you couldn't find a hole. The place to drive didn't have a hole. And we were going like this.
There's potholes like that, about 6 inches deep.
Oh, they're terrible.
Drop in them and you didn't think there was no bottom at all. Eh?
And they were building new wooden bridges, you know, across the creeks up through there. And you had to fall on it to climb out of it. They had just built the bridges and that didn't have any of it worked down. Oh, it was terrible.
I hadn't heard about
and
that.
And you know, we went over home to my mother's and we always called it the cow path down through the woods. That was the best road we found.
It was.
The,
best road we found.
The cow path down through the woods.
We didn't dare go up it.
Uh-huh.
But we would go down.
Uh-huh.
Go over home. You went out around the ridge and you took right down through the woods and it was just, you couldn't find, you had
straight
to back.
Down.
You had to back all the way to the top of the hill if you met a car.
Just straight down.
And that was the best road we found.
The smoothest.
Why, Helen,
right,
you know, it used to be, everywhere you went, you could get a back road.
Uh-huh.
But now, the only way I can get to town is on the four lane.
Uh-huh. Main thoroughfare.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Them little old side roads, back roads.
Uh-huh. And you know, Faye, down in this little cow path is the most beautiful stone home you've ever seen.
Oh, really?
It is a split stone.
It was a Baptist, an Advent minister that built it, and he split part of the stone himself. And it is a beautiful thing. It sort of sits right up in we call it a holler.
Yeah.
It sits right up there.
Yeah.
And they had the most beautiful fireplace in there. Oh, it was just beautiful.
Hmm.
Someone lives there. I don't know who lives there now. The man's dead.
Now. Very huge. Split
it's a huge two-story home.
Oh, it's
a beautiful thing. Why up in there? I don't know. You almost have to pipe in sunshine. It's far up the hills.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, from his house, I mean, to that house, all the way down to the bottom, to come back out. You know, honestly, we thought we were going to have to get out and cut the brush, didn't we?
Yeah, just lapped over the
road. We just lapped over the road. We just kind of knocked it out of the way and went on.
Yeah.
Now that's how, but that was the best road we found.
Just a tunnel.
Yeah.
Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where a lot of these roads used to be, growed over.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, if it's trees, you see, it didn't bother you. If it's underbrush, it bothered
you. No, I told Leo, I said, I'm not anxious to go back. Not unless it's necessary.
Well, I hadn't heard about that. Those roads there, you know, where them big trucks, you can see them like it used to be on these little light macadamized roads. You take heavy trucks on there for a week, or just tear it to pieces.
Yeah, they sure will. Just tear it all to pieces.
Well, this at one time had been hard topped, and you couldn't find
there was no
you couldn't find a patch that big around. They had any top at all on.
There was no hard top left.
Wasn't a thing left.
Gosh, I'd like this.
They were beginning. They had a sign up. They were going to construction.
You know, and my dad's got a fine home up there. 9 rooms.
Oh.
2-story home.
Where do you want to get there?
Make some out for it. Just think about it. Better than anything you ever have.
That's right. That's right. But I wouldn't give him that old shack I got in Hawthorne even for it. The place it's in today and all of that land.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, what would you do if you was up there?
Starve to death. Like I was when I first came down here. Starve to death.
Yes, because they don't even have the cattle and the hogs and things to kill that we had then. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our own meat.
A place for them to run. Yes. Now that's the place. Yes. Yeah. That finest place in the world to live. And you can't trust and go up and starve to death.
That's what I'm starving to. You can't live. You just ain't no way of making it.
See,
I don't see how in the world that my people, my brothers and sisters that live up there, feed their family. Well, I ain't got as big a family as I got, but I couldn't feed my family up there.
You see, my daddy worked for a gas company.
Alberta's got 3 children.
Oh,
you know, a gas station, he did. Well, man, they tore the company house down we lived in. They tore the plant down. They rooted up and buried the foundation. Everything is completely gone. There's nothing left. And why he bought the place he did, I don't know.
Now, what was the story about that, Helen? They sold out or...
It was a piece of leased property to start with.
Yeah.
And this gasoline plant brought the gas in out of the fields, you know. And we had a huge tank, and it would bring it in, and then they would come by a truck, you know, and tank it out, you know, and haul it out. Well, they decided they could, they put it on automatic back in the 40s. And they decided that they cut down their men to, and we'd lock it up at night. And we had a bell, or I had a horn on the outside of the house. You had to get awake to turn it off, because you had to unlock your door and get outside to turn it off. And it would blow till you did. Anything would go wrong at night. Well, Daddy'd have to go fix it. And then he'd lock the plant back up and come back to the house. In the daytime it was open, but nighttime it was locked. And so they decided they'd get along with that one engine, so they took it out, and then they decided they could get along without another one, and took it out, and then they decided they could use the next plant so many miles away down where? Cobb Station.
Cobb Station.
They could take it into the field there, so they just do away with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daddy retired in 61. Anyway, they tore the company house down. Wasn't much to start with, but anyway, they tore it down. And put a trailer in there. Well, the man that took Daddy's job, he might have been there a year or two. And they moved the trailer out when he retired, and that was the end of it. They tore the rest of the plant down. Well, since it was a piece of leased property, they had to leave it like they found it, you know. Even buried well. Daddy and I imagine maybe another man is about the only ones could find the well. But they had to bury all the foundations and everything. And I said, I went back home. Daddy took me back. I had a rock garden, and I couldn't find the first flower. They had dug up everything. And our garden had trees, where we had a garden, you know, and it was a beautiful lawn. And they dug up every bit of that. Well, none but weeds, brush. And that's the way they left it. And that's the way it still is today.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's the way, but it's up there.
I lived in that house 20 years myself. Mm-hmm. Something else. So, when Daddy retired, he bought this little, bought this house about a quarter of a mile off the river, you know. Now there's no one down there. There's no reason for anyone to be down there. You can't cross the river home with a boat. I crossed the river to go to school. I crossed 5 years.
In a boat?
Boat. I had to catch a school bus that way. We didn't have a bridge. I crossed in high water and ice and slush, and I walked it one time. The ice got thick enough we could walk it.
Uh-huh.
And so there's nothing down there. My daddy bought this house. I always told him, I was kidding, it'd fall apart one of these days. It was built on weekends. And they wired it crazy. And he's had to put a new back wall in the fireplace. It's leaks. He's had the hardest time with that house. It's a pretty house. But I sure don't want it. Right down between two hills. Now, you talk about sunshine. The sun don't shine till noon. Now, that's the truth in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Right in front of the house, it's straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And across the creek, in back of the house, straight up on that side. It sits right in a valley.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just hills all around. And damp, the shoes and your clothes are mold in the closets.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yes.
I said, it's no mother. No wonder mother's been over with arthritis.
Well, you know, when I came down here from living up there, I couldn't open my hands. That's true.
Well,
that's
one
reason,
yeah.
I came down here.
Uh-huh. We tried to get mother. We can't even get mother to come
right
down now. She think Daddy thinks she's not able to travel.
I don't know what it was, but they just went open. My joints too a little bit, but.
And I believe she'd come with me if Daddy would let her. She's always wanted to come, but he thinks she can't travel.
Well, that'll do it. If you don't get out of them hollers every now and then, you'll really get damp right soon, won't you?
Well, she is.
She never, she's wet because she's not been out there for so long. By gosh, she's wet now.
See,
what
she's beyond, she can't do a thing for herself now.
She's beyond even helping herself.
What a year down here would be.
See, Daddy had an upset stomach here not long ago, and she had a terrible time trying to fix him something to eat.
She can't even peel potatoes.
She went for days. He ate soup. That was just about all she could get on the stove to warm up. And he had to open it. Damp. Oh, that's the dampest house.
Mm. But your house not damp.
No.
No.
You setting out where you can get some air.
Yeah.
Do you have any level ground up there?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad got over 2,000 bales of hay off of level ground this year.
Oh, really?
Okay. See, Daddy lives over on the river and the creek bank. I mean, you know, the house is just about level almost with the creek bank.
He won't put his tractor on nothing but level ground. Because my brother-in-law settled up on his back end one day, and he said that's it.
Yeah.
He won't even...
Let nobody take it.
They're good for bales.
They're bales of hay.
Yeah.
You know, after down here on the level ground, to go back up there, they all...
You know, if you had some of that hay down here, it's spoiled.
Leo
and
his sister and
the
brother.
Why, they wouldn't
have bought their homes. You go right
to
the
door.
And you have to slant up into the driveway for his sisters. You do get up to the top where you can go in level at his brother's place. But I wouldn't live up there. Oh!
I would.
Oh, not me.
I just call it that expedition. You all had your pickup.
Yeah.
And Cookie got that, Cookie, you got that that camper, and that next door?
Yeah.
You had just run into it?
Yeah.
Right there in Hawthorne.
Right there in Hawthorne.
It wouldn't happen to anybody but you, because I'd been looking for something like that.
And he's glad to get rid of it.
Glad to get rid of it. Glad to get rid of
it. Well, the kids enjoyed it. We stopped a good many times, and they got to see things, you know.
And everything was there, except you had to put a bench in it.
Yeah.
Cushions on it, where you could lie down on. But the camp itself was all there.
All there.
And it fit.
Perfect. It was made for it.
Now, what was that? He had another one.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
He built this one for a fella.
He built it?
Yeah. And it didn't suit him. It wasn't high enough. He wanted one 6 inches higher.
Yeah.
Well, he took this one back and built the other one, man, and built the man one 6 inches higher and charged him another $100.
Well, he didn't complete this one either.
This one here wasn't actually completed, but
mind the moldings and things like that.
The man that he built it for was hard to please, and he knew he was going to be hard to please, so he wasn't too particular. Because he knew he was going to have to build him one higher.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So he got his money out of the second one.
Yeah.
And just let this one set out there.
Let this one set out there, and I bought it for a song and some part of it myself.
Yeah. And he got his money out of it?
Yeah.
Well, now there's a right smart material in that.
Yeah.
And there's a right smart work in it.
Yeah, a lot of work in it.
The roof's got a hole.
Yeah.
And then you built your horse trailer. So you were running a 3-car garage, 3-passenger engine.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, wasn't you?
I sure was.
In front and in the back. And
yes.
And pulling a trailer. And then coming back, you had the horses, and they're big horses.
Golly. And I think about what you all did.
Yeah. And the trouble. The reason you had trouble where the trailer was, they wouldn't stay. They'd get on the same side.
That's right. The baby shifts her weight over was rowdy. She would not keep her head over and her front quarters over on her side where she belonged. She had to be right over against that rail against rowdy.
And that shifted the weight.
That wasn't a thing you could do.
And then we
not
had
a thing I could do.
Daddy just insisted that we bring a box of canned stuff, and I kept telling him that we didn't have room for it. And he kept putting another jar in until we had kept having that was the weight on that one wheel.
He'd done that once before.
Yeah.
When we had the Oldsmobile station wagon. I said, now don't put no more weight in that car. I've got too much now.
He thought we needed just one more jar or something.
And I got halfway through Georgia, and it cost me $20-some-odd to get a wheelbarrow and put in.
Could have bought those jars.
Yeah. But he had canned everything, you know. He canned it mainly thinking that I could bring some back with you.
Sure.
He just didn't see why I couldn't bring a half the cellar.
Yeah.
Why? We didn't have room for it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, canned goods is
it's heavy.
Weight. Oh.
I may have to go get Mom and Daddy.
I'm telling you.
But I'll go. If they say come, I'll go.
What's the latest on your well digger?
I still think we're going to have to dig it ourselves.
I think I'm going to have to dig it myself.
Well, no more than 50, 60, 70
foot
well. Well, it'd be less trouble anyhow.
Every 1 pound a while?
Yeah.
Take turns.
Take
I think you'd like to eat.
Pull it up and drop it down.
No, that's all right.
I'm getting tired of listening to your belly growl.
What is it, Cookie? The first man was this, what's his name? The watermelon man.
Yeah, Ivy.
And he And he can do a little everything.
He can do a little of everything. I've even contacted him again. Contacted him last night.
Well, what was his excuse this time?
He's just so far behind he can't get caught up.
I'll go by there and see him standing in the yard.
And I don't know how far back it went, but I remember as soon as he got clear of his melons, he was over
here. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he turned his cows in on his watermelon patch, and they started getting out, and he had to build a fence around it then.
Now you got
so enough
so you
can
feed them
this winter. What's
that,
Frank? You got plenty of rides so you can feed them this winter.
What's wrong with your eye?
Yeah.
We've got a hunk of dirt on
there,
because
there's
the bruise on the other side.
You better go back and see about them horses in the trailer.
So he's really tied down. He's really swamped. He's got something but he just can't wiggle.
Yeah, just like me.
Yeah.
He got so many things to do, he can't get nothing done.
Well, what do you do? How would you go about digging a well?
I don't know. I never drilled one. If I knew how, I'd done had one down.
You can't dig a well like you do back home, can you?
No.
Sand caves in the bed.
Down here?
Yeah.
Old Pardee over here. I don't know whether he has a rig or not anymore. But he's an old bunny. I could ask him. And then where'd you run into this in the locking man?
Up there in Hawthorne one night.
And he's a well digger?
He's a well digger. And he lost his spudding tool in the hole, and then he still not got foot loose. He's the same people that drill Pop Tatner's well, Helen.
Oh, I was going to ask Miss Fowler about that one in Orange Springs, and I forgot about that. There's supposed to be a man in Orange Springs dig wells. I don't know just what, you know, kind.
Well, you know how long it took them to drill Pop's well.
Yeah.
And what a time they had.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm kind of afraid he's going to come down here. Afraid he'll break his spudding tool down here. Because he broke it out of Tratner's. One thing, he tried to get done too quick.
Yeah.
He tried to push it too hard.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's several things to watch. I've done a little bit of watching, working along with him, you know, and there's several things you got to watch in that well business. I never saw anything drag out like that. That's about as bad as anything I've heard of. And you keep thinking every time, you know.
I think every Saturday I'm going to get a well for them. I'm going to do it. Don't never come around that way.
You had your pipe out there all this time.
Yeah.
It would just make it so nice for you because you could, you know, just sort of set up living down there almost.
Yeah, I could. I'd be down there. I'd stay down there myself. I would. I stay right there all the time.
The man you got the pipe from, how'd he get along? I haven't seen him so long.
Arnett?
Mm-hmm.
He get along all right, I guess, didn't he, Helen? You saw him this morning.
I see. He's a lively fella. What did he do? Just fall out with a preacher? Is it temporary?
No.
No.
He just fell out.
No.
Yeah, he fell out with him.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's the one that walked up in the face and told him he wasn't no preacher.
Well, that happens all the time, of course, but everything was going along so nice up there. That's what was
Well, I tell you, their number has dropped down considerably. They don't, on the Sunday school now, they don't have a 41. It was way more than that.
Oh, they
I think 39.
After a while, wasn't it?
39. They've been having this fellow, this man from Tallahassee. He's been down there 3 or 4 times. He's there again today.
When the church starts running down, I guess, I don't know, just...
And I don't know who else has been there. The last few times we've been there, this man has.
Uh-huh.
But,
I don't know, sometimes I think they ought to abandon it and just start all over again somewhere else.
Yeah.
But they got so much in this over there.
Uh-huh.
They got a nice building and nice location. Well...
I got it.
It'll all work out one of these days, I guess.
I got about $250 worth of PA system in there.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, it's yours, though.
Yeah.
You can take it out when it was put in there with the understanding that it can go when he wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was a nice visit. I enjoyed this, Faye. We just been sitting here and hadn't been pushed.
Good.
This is the first time I remember I've sat down here with anybody in here that there wasn't pushing.
Well,
looking
changing
at the
weather.
Clock all the time.
Changing the weather.
Yeah, we had.
I haven't heard the weather. It's going to turn cold.
I don't know. It's already cold.
Cool. Warmed up again.
Oh, I'm telling you, that wind though, night before last night, I thought I'd freeze today.
And it wasn't
cold?
Yeah. And it was strong all night.
But that rain was what was so good.
I want to take these two gas tanks and get them filled tomorrow. I'll make them down here and stay tomorrow night, the trailer, just for fun.
We already have.
I thought it, you know, when I thought of it yesterday, you were fine. That's when I thought about it.
I didn't realize that it was them off roads that runs, yeah, up in the mountains there, west of.
Yeah, that Mullenane Road, somebody.
That's where them trucks are just wore out the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, to go into Leo's home or to my home, either one, it's about, well, it's about 6 miles, or no, about 9 miles, isn't it, to into Daddy's?
Yeah.
And then how far into your days?
6 or 7 miles. 7 miles.
Off the main road.
Yeah.
And you know, that little short distance can just...
Yeah, it can just tear you up.
It sure can. The roads have always been bad, but this one,
and it was that bad.
I was so tired, and I told Grandpa when we got it, I said, I don't believe I'm going back out again till we go home. I didn't think I wanted to go over them again. Oh, it was just terrible.
Let's see, did we?
Hell no. Stay your stomach.
Oh, dear.
Hey, did we stop and stay all night going up?
No.
I drove straight through, didn't I?
Yes. About 22 hours worth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible, Swivel. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Straight through.
22 hours.
Never shut an eye. Never battled an eye.
Just sat there.
I didn't bat very many.
Oh, you had Laura to help you drive?
She never turned the wheel.
Oh, really? Oh, Cookie, don't you do that anymore.
She never turned the
wheel. You do it every time.
Well, you learned to do that a long time ago.
See, we had the bed, and the children, the girls were all on the bed. Mm-hmm. I think Lars scooted them all over. She was on the bed, too.
They were all back asleep, every one of them.
And we had big fellas, and the rest of them, and he made him a bed, and he was sound asleep. The only time they'd even move is when we'd stop for gas.
Well, did you walk around a little bit?
Yeah, I'd get out and walk around.
Harriet Ann doesn't. She stays awake more than any of the rest of them. And she would stay where she could see through the.
By getting a cup of coffee. Or a Coca Cola.
Think he's good for another 100 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Another 200.
Well, Cookie, that's practically a whole day and night.
I did. We left what time?
10:30.
And got in about 20 minutes to 9 next night.
That's better than 22 hours.
Oh, you left Friday night at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got in Saturday night at about 15 minutes to 10.
No, at 9.
15 minutes
to
9.
No, just about 20 minutes to 9. 8:30 or something like that, 20 minutes to 9.
What did you do with your horses while you were gone? You didn't bring them down here.
Toby fed.
Toby watered them. Fed. Toby sure
I. Because I know I kept thinking, well, could you get here directly and leave them damn horses? He can't go off.
We Toby took the dog. Care of. We took the dog.
But we'll never do that again.
Dad chased 2 hours one night.
And
we lost 45 minutes before we got out of the state of Florida.
We never bought nothing of coffee to. We never bought nothing to eat going up, did we? We took it all with us.
Yeah.
We always taking that food with us.
Did you eat?
But coming back.
A little bit, not much.
Coming back, Leo's mama wanted to start cooking. She didn't have anything fixed already, you know. We didn't. And when you get up there, if you need anything to store, you just have to do without.
Because you just don't go to the store.
Well, it's just too far away. So we didn't have anything fixed to bring back. Of all times, to have the flat tires. I had to stop so many times. We just had to buy all the way back. But going up, we had everything with us. In fact, we got up there with food.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough food for Sunday dinner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough meat left for Sunday. I had a nice chest, and it was still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A whole roast never been touched.
We ate one.
We ate one roast growing up and some chicken and
cheese and
crackers. That's what I love is cheese and crackers when I'm driving.
Oh, really?
Soda crackers and cheese will keep you awake better than anything else, or it will me.
Yeah.
But coming back, this is the first time though that we didn't. At one time we came back and Grandma had saved a rabbit. It was Grandpa's tame rabbit.
Oh.
And it got out and he couldn't catch it one time and he had to shoot it. And then he couldn't eat it. She saved it till we came home and fixed it for us. We ate rabbit the whole way home. I think that must have been one of the biggest rabbits. So we had rabbit, I think, when we got home. But she saved it. And you know, he did that one time. They used to kill mutton. Our man wanted to buy half one. And the only way he would kill it, for me to take the other half, he just couldn't stand to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just wouldn't. I said, all right, I'll take the other half of them. I'll put it in the freezer. We got to working in the hay. I cooked it and put it on the table. He ate it. Didn't know the difference.
Uh-huh.
And about a week later, I told him. He just declared he didn't eat it. And I said, oh, yes, but you did too.
Mm.
I served it to him.
Well, hell, let's go to the poorhouse.
Well, what's the chain gang gonna live on tonight? Pork sausage?
I don't know.
Pork chops? And
probably leftovers from dinner.
Well, you had dinner. At home?
At home.
Oh, what you doing eating at home?
I don't know. I got up feeling
bad.
I was
surprised to find him there. Really.
I wasn't able to get away from home.
Yeah.
I rode the horse on him.
Is that right?
He put the truck behind the house, and we thought he was gone until we drove in. There was the truck.
I put the truck behind the house to keep people from knowing I was home, so they'd let me alone. And I lay down on the couch and went to sleep.
Don't come in at one time, you just sound asleep, so I'm going back out riding again.
I do that trick every now and then. I want to be left alone. I'll put the truck behind the house.
No, and I had put the dinner in the oven before I went to church.
Mm-hmm.
So all I had to do was stick some biscuits in the oven and cook the corn. Laura made the salad, so that was... We had all things.
You know, these electric and gas stoves that you can go off and leave, that is some advantage, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, mine...
Now, couldn't do the old wooden stove.
Oh, no, not hardly. No.
You'd have to look at that every 10 or 15 minutes, wouldn't you?
But I just turn the oven down on low, you know, and I put a rutabaga. I never did do that before.
Go get the gas tank.
But I thought it was a good time. Good time to learn, you know.
Oh yeah.
Just put in a casserole where I could cover, tiny bit of water, and put in
the. One laying out just
baking in there, and it was all done.
And one laying out in front of the trailer, ain't it?
The meat was just a little bit too brown, but I didn't put quite enough water. Didn't get sealed quite good enough or something. But Leo got a. Was it a bushel?
Box.
Box of apples. From off the truck. Rome Beauties. Oh, they make them.
You mean?
Best apples to cook.
Just?
He brought them home.
Yeah, Saturday.
I love
apples. Where was the truck?
Pulled in the station and got a tank of gas. And I bought a box of apples off of them for $2.75.
Some of them were that big around. Just as solid and fresh. And you know, they're so red.
Just one box.
That the red goes into the meat.
Oh, really?
I peeled them and some of them were red away almost in the core.
Oh, really?
So I made two apple pies yesterday evening and Frank kept going by.
Hush, Helen, I just love an apple pie.
And he walked by the table, you know. He walked back by and finally he asked me, he said, couldn't we cut just one of them? He loves apple pie and he loves it when it's warm.
Oh, me too. I
said, yes, I guess so. And he got a hunt just about like this. Almost half. So that started. That was the end of the apple pie.
Yeah, I imagine. And the red. The red to the meat.
That was almost. Did you know something?
I never knew that.
And there was a Rome. It's Rome Beauties. They're the best apples.
Oh, you can't beat them.
But the peeling was so red that I peeled and it was almost all the way into the meat on maybe one and a half of the apple.
You know,
I'll have to make some apple pie.
Fall to me is a good apple pie.
Well, I brought a cake, but I didn't bring a pie. I don't think you're going to eat
the
cake.
She'd go way over there just to look at the smell of that apple pie, especially just fresh off of the truck.
Laura got up this morning, she says, who's coming to eat today? I said, no one. Well, what's all the pies and the cakes for? She said, I saw them, but I didn't bother. I baked them last night before I went to work.
Now, Helen, the way it's been the last 2 weeks, you and, like you said, it takes you and Laura working to keep cooking in business.
Yeah.
And then I'm going in the hole. People stealing the stuff.
I said, I know, that's one job I don't worry about. I'm sure they'll always need someone for the type of work I do. They can't very well come along and say, we don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I do something wrong. Mm-hmm. But what I mean is, that's the type of work that'll always be needed.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get rid of this new superintendent, trying to get rid of 500 patients.
Oh.
He says we have 500 too many.
500 too many?
Trying to get them out in foster homes.
I have a girl tomorrow that's to be interviewed with foster parents. I have about 11 that they're trying to put in foster homes. And they told me last night. They told me that they're taking the men's dormitory, and they're going to put 14 girls, I believe. They're going to cut up the men's dormitory for so many girls, and then they're going to take another building and put so many boys. That they're just too crowded.
Well, I don't know about those four, huh?
You know, I've run into that situation. I remember it happened to me. Well, it'd have been a whole lot cheaper on me if I hadn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
I remember running across this old fella I used to know out there towards Newberry. And he was making hay, and he busted his baler and one thing or another. And his well, he dropped a pipe down in it or something. And he said, it'd be a whole lot easier on him just to go out of business. Now that happens, Cookie.
We were down, it was Apache Shores, wasn't it? And they were doing it by themselves.
Yeah, but that's right on the edge of the lake.
Pounding, you know. Boy, they were getting up, they were standing on a stool, just pounding for a whole minute. And then they'd take turns, another man'd get up there and he'd pound a while.
Yeah.
What is that?
Down, it was down the Apache Shores, down in next to Wiscoochee River. Down in next to Hernando. Dunellen.
Down in what?
A well.
Oh, yes.
They were drilling their own.
What do you do when you split a rock? Build a house, like up there.
You put a, what do you call it?
Rock wedge.
A wedge in it.
Oh, I see. Oh, he had made the rocks to suit his size he wanted them.
Uh-huh.
He split the rock.
Uh-huh. What about that?
Oh, it was a beautiful home.
I'll
go give
Missy
her
medicine. Okay. I'll get my hat.
Are you going to go in?
Yeah, I'll go out and move. That's the end of Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, and the end of this long talk with Cookie and Helen this Sunday, the 18th of Sunday, the 18th of October 1970, Sunday afternoon, the 18th of October 1970. And the end of the visit, and the end of Channel 2 over, the end of Channel 2 over, or Channel 2 right, I don't know which it is.